Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're going to talk to our boy, Mark Stern, from Capital Hoops, about Summer League over at DeMatha. Mark, what up, man? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, JP? I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. How you feeling?
So what's crazy, Stern, is I told all these guys, we talked about it, whenever I came out there for the game the other day, how much fun I had. And I think the action's only gotten better at DeMatha for Summer League. Last night you had Gonzaga play DeMatha, is that right?
Yeah, we had a wild one last night. There were four quarterfinal games, which were definitely highlighted by the third game of the night, DeMatha-Gonzaga. DeMatha led by double digits with about 8-9 minutes left. Gonzaga came back, took a lead, wild play with about 30 seconds left. And then DeMatha got fouled with 3.5 seconds left, went to the line for a 1-1, hit both shots, and DeMatha ended up getting a 1-point victory. It was pretty crazy. It was packed in there. I know, JP, the game you came to, it was loud in there, but there weren't a lot of fans. Last night it was packed in there.
But JP talked about how well these kids are playing, Mark. You know,
you've
been around basketball a long time. The level of play, how much has it increased? And what do you give credit to that for?
Yeah, I mean, it has increased tenfold. When JP and I were in high school back in the day, you know, there were maybe like two kids per team that would dunk. Now, every single, unless you're like 5'6", every single kid on the team can dunk, which is wild, which is hard to believe. I think the year-round focus on basketball, the year-round training has a big part of that. And I just think the bar is set so high, especially with some of these prolific private school teams around here, the success they've had in the past, all the people that, you know, that come after them are just used to this level of success, this level of attention they put into the game, and the bar is just set high.
So who we got tonight? Tonight's the semis?
Yep, semifinals tonight, 6:30, Georgetown Prep and Landon. Georgetown Prep.
Wow, that's like a real rivalry. I mean, those two schools are about a couple miles apart, and those two schools, I believe, pretty much hate each other.
Yeah, they're both IAC schools. That's definitely a big rivalry. The same way we had DeMatha Gonzaga last night.
Is it odd? Like, the WCAC is so dominant. Is it kind of a surprise that you have two IAC schools this deep?
No, not at all. Not at all. There's only five or six WCAC schools in the Summer League. They're not all in it.
Okay.
And, I mean, Georgetown Prep is perennial, very good. Landon's been down a little bit over the past few years, but they feature the Summer League MVP on their team, averaging 26 a game, Tyler Perkins, and they've had a tremendous season. So the big surprise was Georgetown Prep beat that undefeated Tacoma Academy team that you saw play the other day.
Oh, wow. That team was good.
That was the surprise.
And who's the other semi tonight?
Then the other semi is DeMatha versus Hayfield, which should be a tremendous game. Hayfield.
I never even heard of Hayfield. Where's Hayfield?
I've heard of Hayfield.
Hayfield, a public school in Virginia. They finished last season undefeated, 28-0 maybe.
Wow.
They won the Virginia 6A state championship, which is the highest classification in Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Finished the regular season undefeated. They are a powerhouse. And that game tonight could go either way. Don't sleep on Hayfield.
See, we gotta get JP mind focused on something outside of Maryland every once in a while. He's getting like his wife now. They don't care about Virginia.
I want to move to Virginia. I want to go to Hayfield.
But you should know you don't want to go to Hayfield.
I'd like to reclassify.
You're too old
and
to
go to
Hayfield. And you probably couldn't make the basketball team anyway.
All right, Mr. Virginia, where is Hayfield?
I don't know exactly where it's at, but I know about Hayfield.
It's rare, at least in this city, for a public school to be a powerhouse like that, right?
No, I wouldn't say so. Eleanor Roosevelt in PG County is definitely a powerhouse. I mean, if you go and look at the Washington Post top 20 rankings throughout the course of the season for high school basketball, there's definitely public schools in there. I mean, Wilson Public School from Washington, D.C. is always towards the top. You know, the other thing you guys,
how are the Barons? Are the BCC Barons cracking that top 20?
Oh man, not the best year for the Barons. Although last season was very good, but this year is a bit of a rebuilding.
Landfill, where'd you go to high school? Robinson?
Parkview.
Is Parkview cracking that top 20? Parkview's what? Sterling? Ashburn? Silence from Mark on Parkview. And what about you, Jeff? I can never remember. You went to the smallest high school in history.
I went to the historical Fairmont Heights High School.
What about Fairmont Heights, Stern?
Fairmont Heights won a couple of state championships 6-7 years ago under Chuck Henry. Going back to the 50s and 60s, Fairmont was like one of the top schools in the DMV for a couple decades.
Wow. So cool. Get it right when you call us the smallest school in history.
that was also 70 years ago, Jeff.
Hey, we done been graced by the best of them. Martin Lawrence, Frederick Douglass' niece. I mean, granddaughter.
What about Westfield High School?
Westfield's pretty good. I mean, they're no Fairmont Heights, but they can ball.
How about this? Grant Paulson has checked in and says Hayfield is basically Alexandria.
Yeah, right. Telegraph.
It must be near where he lives because his kids might go there, and that's where he votes.
All right.
So Hayfield's got that going for him.
And they got Grant coming there. They got Grant over there coaching basketball.
Yeah,
him.
Grant must know him. Who do you think wins Summer League?
Oh man, I mean, I got to stay somewhat unbiased, but I think most people would think the winner of this DeMatha Hayfield game will be a favorite in the championship. You never know, man. It's like March Madness. I mean, Georgetown Prep, not just beating Tacoma last night, but they were up 20 on them at one point.
Wow.
Shows you that anything can happen. And DeMatha's undefeated. They're the defending champs in this league. I guess they're probably the favorite, but this Hayfield team is tremendous. They've got arguably the best player in the summer league.
Who's that?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. Well, let us know, man. We'll be checking out at Capital Hoops so we can find out. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, dude.
Hey, Mark, if you can find any film, any highlights from when JP was like younger, can you please get it to us?
If there's one
dude, we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
My highlight tape ain't that long. Let me just say it like that.
good thing for Photoshop and video editing.
There we go.
Thank you, Stern.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
That's our guy, Mark Stern. Check him out at Capital Hoops. I love watching that game the other day. Ignited my passion for high school basketball. I loved it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.